Fine, we're in the middle of the sugya of Nige Begadim. So, in order to beg it, we mentioned last time the 5 to 9 of Begadim Tumma. Tonight, number one is that we would summer Rechim with Pishtim or Yisbeim Vechaya. That only has a shame of a beged. The mixture, so the Mishnah says Mishnah Beit, summer Gamal, summer Rechim, Shatavan Zabazim, Rebbe Gamalim, it's not Betam Negoim. Rebbe Menachilim, it's Betam Negoim. Mechsa. It's chatzi, is going to be tamei begadim. This is totally in the regular debate of roiv. If it's batel, if it's roiv, it's batel. If it's not roiv, it's not going to be batel. But that's quite a say mahalach that the Nebuchadnezzar and others that you said it of is not being batel roiv. The shadows were trying to be convey what the shame of the chut is. You know, there's a question that het is not batel, so how is the past batel roiv? Teretz says not being over the batel roiv, so then we would be convey what the shame of the chut is. If it's roiv from one thing, that's kaveh what the shame of the chut is, and therefore that's the reason why he goes to roiv, whether it be klaim or not. Whether it be tumas the gaim or not. Tonight is asked to be three etzpais by three etzpais. This is based on the most serious Shabbos Kabbalah on the base. Shosh shlesh minayin, tamon veha beged. That's to be about beged. Third tonight is that a beged svu is not going to be metam. The Mishnah Gimel says, Uriz vagom svu in metam in negayim. It's not going to be metam in negayim. What's the Makara Dava? The Makara Dava is that it says in the Pasuk, do me the Pishtun, which is Kibriyasai, just like Pishtun didn't change, it's Kibriyasai, so here it has to be Kibriyasai, and if it's Savua, then it's going to be a problem. The Miyat of a Beged Savua, which is Mitama Gadam, a brave of the Beged, is not Savua to me, it is Savua. There's a Machlik is exactly what the Gedra Adam is. Mishnah Shatara says that Machlik is Rashi and Rambam, if it's on the part which is not Sabur, you have to go in and burn the whole thing. The Rambam's River, even the Chilik had Sabur. And Yisrafa, Vaisachuis, we see from there that Yisrafa Adam is that Avada, it's a Chilik of the Begad, and then you burn it. The Rashi and River, the Begad Tzvu is not Tamei Ob Tum Zagoyim. It's not actually the Begad of Tum Zagoyim, it's Mufkam Tum Zagoyim, and therefore it's not going to be Tama. The Jews, it says, Kol Begab Tam Negab Chosh Pesanachim, all everything's a time besides from a guy, just like there's no negay gufay by a guy, so too there's not gonna be any negay begadim. I think Kane a ger toisha of a nechu is makabalan to keep the mitzvahs and live in Eretz Yisrael, it's makam the mitzvahs, would yes be matam of the gum. It's nechu on the clock, kobaga matam of the goyim. Why is Tsrasa begadim and Tsrasa guf? Okay, with Tsrasa guf, which is a ger toisha of is not gonna be matam. And Strasbourg got them with the Yesbi Matama. So you said it of is that Marmutenberg says that Tumas the Gabi got them and Batam Gartos Gazer, they're Banan, and it's Goofy or Koizu. Why? Because since on his Goofy, you have to bring Garbanis, we don't want a Gart to bring Goy, a Gart can't bring Garbanis, so therefore they were never Goys in that type of situation. Let me say the Pshat is by the bias and the Beg is the Nicker that it's a Goy. The Gert Teshuv, Mashikin, on the Nige Gufay, it is Nikkers, therefore that's the reason why they weren't guys over there, and they were guys. Some of which is Brasim and Ayam, like Pishton, which is called Ayam, and that would not be Matam. The Simoni Tumma is Iraq Rak, Shabi Iraq Rak, and Damdam Shabadamim, very, very red, very, very green. That's going to be the Mara and the Goyim by a Beg. The mistav, if you have a half a gris Iraq, half a gris Adamdam, this is a sure nega gris, who didn't piss you, and if the gris of Iraq can spread the Adamdam, we don't look at it as two separate simani tumma and avada, they can mistav zelazem. The process is that if there's on the beged, there's a nega gris, Iraq goyedim, or together, the coin locks you up for a week. After the first week, if it went away, so the coin pat is you, you toy for the beged, it's a bitar. If the nega stayed and it spread, so then you machlet the beged and you have to be sorry for it. If the nega stayed where it was and it didn't spread, so koin there's a mitzvah to mechabes it. If the nega goes away, then you might tovel that it's tar. The nega didn't go away in the kibbutz, then you're gonna go ahead and do a second week of seger. What happens after the second week? If the nega goes away, you're tar. Matulet and a yitar. If the negative stayed the same, then the coin is machlet the beged and it needs reifa. If it got lighter, So then you rip off the makom hanega and you burn it, and the rest of the beged is going to be mutter. Beged, which was got lighter than the second week, and you ripped off makom hanega. If the negi came back on that beged, even a long time later on, the lachiz you have to be machlat it right away. No way the negi comes tar without the negi going away. It's different than negi begot negi hodin klap by that. Keep us on bevenugo. A beged which had a yiraker got down at the end of the first week, the negi stayed the same or got a little bit lighter. There's a mitzvah in that tar that mechabes the beged. It's a mitzvah on the queen. Do it, the actual kibbutz can be done by everybody. You have to wash the makom hanega and a little bit around it. What's the process? The kibbutz is like the design ceremony, which says in Masechtas Nida.
So it's more that over here, normally it's also to take away a nega. He said over here in some norms of Kavid Beis, it's a hetem yuch, which turns matter to the din kibbutz over here. To do it over here, normally also, it's also the mechabes hanega, it's the tara nega. Here's Hetem Yuchud, that's the Din Kibbutz. Marowich got lighter, so the different Shlavim in the Marisa Beged. There's Marowisha, the first time you sing it. And then there's the second time you sing it, and the third time you sing it. The first time you sing it, the Mishnah says, Hekeh B'tchil, if it got light at the beginning, it went from a dark red to a lighter red, which Shmuel says, Yichabes, Chum say, any Zokakle. Chum say, if the Tchil is Nega, before the Kohen gave a Psak, that is Hesker, it got lighter, it's not going to be tummy. We pass like the chamim, so come out of it originally and got light, it's not going to be tummy. There's a slavi koi b'sheni, what happens? Then you koi reserve mashakari, b'tzarech matlis. It's in the second week, then a vade, you're going to have to rip off what it was. The first week, you koi b'rishni, you chavis v'yaske. But then the first week, what you do is, you mechavis it, and you ask her, the koi is it cleans it off, and put it in the hesker. If it's on the second week, then start from mashakari. That you have to burn it, and that chilek and the rest of the beged is going to be tar. In Marisa Beged, it originally has to be very, very stark red. Afterwards, even if it's a lighter red, it's going to need esker. And the third slav, less than that color, or green and red, so it's a maritar, and it's always going to be tar.
In Kriyana Beged Menuga, the luck is that the negas for if Shvua Cheshvua, and in the second week it goes from Iraq Adandan to Ma'ar Yara Kohedon, which is more weak, it's called Ma'ar Sheni. There, even the whole beged doesn't need Sreifa, but you have to, Makam and Nege, you have to rip it off and burn it. The rest of the beged comes Tara with Tefillah, like every beged Tameh, and after you rip the Makam and Nege, there's a mitzvah to put a patch in the Makam Kriya. After you ripped off the makom hanega, even though the kohen was metaret, the nega came back to the beged, a shear of a gris, and it's the color of rakai damdam. Even if it's not the same place which you ripped, it's anywhere in the beged needs sreifa, it's kilo that came back, and it's going to be a problem. But the matlis does not need sreifa because it wasn't there 2 weeks, it's only there 1 week. If they came back to the matlis, so then the din is the matlis doesn't need sreifa because only it's new. Din lehesker, but the beged needs sreifa because the malice is tougher than the beged. It's okay for the beged, and it's kibul the beged had it already there for 2 weeks, and if you have to go ahead and burn the rest of the beged.
Like on the Rashi, when it's chazal matlis, sorry, when it's chazal to the Rambam's beged based on Rav, you burn the whole beged. What he said to the Rambam was that the malice comes tougher to the beged. It's just the beged needs sreifa, so then the whole matlis also will need sreifa.
The din of the beged is supposed to send the beged. Other Mitzvah just send out one Machna, covers Chamishuvin, and Begadim has to send from every city, even though it's not Kavuch Schema, and even in Chutzarts, you're going to have to send it out. Nigabadim is also like in Chutzarts. The Beged is that it's going to be Matama like Avatama, it's Matama Mago Masa, but it will not be Matama Behesit. The Tumah is also Isra Anah by Begin Musker Machlet. Just doing the Begin Musker to Machlet and then Isra Anah. Begin Musker, a mix of a Taruvis, a mix of a Bata Baroy, the Mishnah says, a salt to the Goy, it's going to be Tar. Mashenkin, when you're dealing with the Begin Machlet, it doesn't go off no matter what. The Tumah, the Isra Anah, the Chiyu Soifai, and it stays Asra.
And there's a whole nidin that even after normally when you burn something, nasa is mitzvasai, and this one now becomes mutter. A beggar which needs sefer could be stays bisrei after you burn it. This the basis of this atesefta in Arla Perk Aleph Halacha Zayin Shamin Arla Gimel Hay says ben nigei batim a drasha like that the chiruhur din ben nigei begadim. Mechitz chinuch and kufayim base kavdim dalas poshedim is always saying number gami after is nisafru. So it's different than a bias because this is bias not mitzvasei because it's not b'sreifa. So God misses the safe often should be mutter. Choyra had a different gears in our Tesefta.